And let any thoughts that are in the busyness of your mind just begin to drop a little more, and a little further, so that there's some space up there, some clear space. And you can come back to those thoughts anytime. But for right now, let them be in this quiet space. And in that quiet space, feel what is here for you. It's not a doing, it's a feeling. Feeling the love that's given freely here today. And the caring that's given, and the appreciation for all of you who make this beautiful family. And the entourage of Kryon that surrounds us with that love hug. And as you begin to feel that strengthen and really fully come to its maturity in you, perhaps you'll feel the wave of love that washes over you. In that absoluteness from the other side of the veil, where all there is joy and love and complete acceptance and honoring for the human as they journey through this time and space and the place called Earth amongst their fellow beings, learning and growing and receiving the messages that are given to them for the enhancement of their own love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Impossible it is for me to give you information that is the kind of thing that must be felt and absorbed. But I try. And there may be some listening, some here today, that will understand this more than ever before. Because the energy on this planet is moving. It is moving to a place that is more commensurate with a gentle awakening of truth. A gentle awakening of truth. Not a revelation where you're marching the streets and carrying signs, but individual, gentle awakening. And the truth is this. What is the essence of God? And does it involve me? That is what you're asking. That's what the human is thinking and saying that is different. If you took a look at the demographics, that is the average of ages of human beings who might be coming to these meetings, or the ones that are interesting or interested in listening to this message, it's beginning to change. Whereas this was almost exclusively a 40 over club, it is starting to move. More and more young people who are old souls on this planet are awakening in ways they cannot explain. Sometimes they will never hear a Kryon channel, and it doesn't matter. Because their awakening will take them on a study of God inside. It'll be an awakening that'll be something different than yours. And they'll start asking questions. And they're not even spiritual questions, not really. And the questions is there something bigger than I was told? I feel a largeness of my life. It's something I can't explain, coming right from their mouths. Am I here for a reason? I feel that there's a purpose. And they'll start an inward journey, an examination that may or may not bring them to any of this you hear today. But the conclusion will be the same. And they will begin to question that of their childhood information. And that then bothers them as well. It should bother you. It does. If you awaken to a truth that is different from that which your mother gave you, if you awaken to a truth that is different from a favorite instructor, or from a priest, a minister, a pastor, if you awaken to truth that resounds to you that is so different than you were taught, we told you this before, it's difficult. Some will be confused by it. It's difficult because it's almost a betrayal. We said that before. It feels like you are moving into an area that is different than anything they taught. And you have to then wade through those emotions. You even have to ask yourself, should I even go here? It's so different than Mom gave me. It's so different than I learned. And to you, I'm going to say this. Those who gave you that information gave it to you in the greatest integrity and love they had. This is what they felt. This is what they learned. This is what they gave you, thinking that you needed to hear as close to the truth as they had heard. It's not a betrayal. And if some of those are now missing from this planet and have gone on and passed on, I can tell you they're in the room right now saying, listen to this. I said that before. We didn't know. Listen to this. And what they're discovering is what we teach, and we have now for all of these years. The same information, meeting after meeting, given in different words. And that is this: the essence of the creative source, which you call God, was never human. That the consciousness, if God even has a consciousness, cannot be then measured by human standards. That the things that human beings experience called human nature belong to Earth, not the galaxy, not the universe, and not the creative source, which is God. How many times have I sat here saying, suspend all belief just for a moment, throw away the box just for a moment, put it back if you want to, but while you're sitting here in the chair, just throw it away and imagine for a moment a consciousness that isn't really a consciousness. You see, it's beyond definition. It's love. And if you can imagine a love that is so pure and the light is so bright within it that it goes beyond anything you can possibly even imagine, it's not right yet. Now amplify that over and over, and you'll begin to feel and understand what the creative source is. We've said this before, love is the most powerful thing in the universe. It's a throwaway phrase because you'll find the humans saying it over and over just to emphasize how much they love you or they love the planet. They have no idea. The central source of all that is, that created all that is, that has complete and total control over all that is. If God had a hand, could wave it, and all things would change. Physics itself is designed by God. The way things work is God's design. If you don't like the word God, call it creator. But that which is the most prominent in there, if you could look inside it, is love. How many times have we given you the example of the of the mother who looks at their firstborn for the first time, and we say, if you think that's love, it isn't. It may give you tears to think about that feeling the first time, so pure it was to look upon the infant that was given to you. And realize just how beautiful and how unconditional. It just scratches the surface as to what that is in the center we call the creative source. And to think that the universe itself was created by this source, and that billions and billions of years took place where galaxies formed and planets around suns and the cooling and the life and all of that, that brings you to a human being sitting in a chair today that ponders what's out there. Well, ponder away, but I'll tell you what's out there. Love. We've said this, in the beginning there was love. That's all there was. In the blackness of blackness, that's all there was. There was love. If I told you there were multiverses, yours is just one of many. Could you see that which is teeming with life beyond anything you can imagine, in dimensions that you don't even know exist? They know about love. And slowly, the essence of God is felt by so many. This is the time on the earth for the shift. And the awakening of old souls has begun. And we've said this before, the awakening doesn't hook you into a religion. The awakening does not hook you into something suddenly where you were an atheist and now you're not. It starts to make sense of even the atheist logic of why they're an atheist. It starts to redesign a paradigm of God, of the Creator, and what might have happened here, which is beyond anything, truly, that is universally taught on the planet. Something so different and so special, so compassionate and so loving, as the start of life. Life that would eventually have a choice. Life that would be composed of souls from the creative source. How about that? What if you were part of the love? What if your soul is eternal? What if it's been here as long as the source itself? That begs a question. What if the creative source called God, called love, split in some ways, magical ways, and you were involved in the split? Not a split like you think of it in a linear way, but a sharing that would go out where pieces and parts of that great love you can't even imagine, that still were part of that, only they would come and be shared. And in the sharing, they find themselves in a body with your name. You got to start unlearning what you were told. We can put it to you many ways. A beautiful little girl sits on a floor and mom starts to explain what mom thinks is so precious and so beautiful about God. And the little girl is all ears, and she's listening and watching her mom's lips and feeling what mother has to say. And she says, Mom, let me tell you about God. And the more she talks, the more you would realize today, Mom hasn't got a clue. But she's doing her best. And here's what the little girl hears. God is the Creator, Father. And that in heaven there were wars. There was a fallen angel. Real bad guy, horns and a tail. He now represents everything bad and evil. And then he tells a little girl, and I hope you never meet him, but you might, if you don't do what you're told. And what you're told is there in that building over there. They've got some words for you to hear. It's what God wants you to do. Be careful, because there's going to be a judgment day where someday after you die, you're going to have to report, and there's going to be a list. And then that beautiful God who created you with all the love that's possible that you can even consider is going to torture you in hell forever. And the little girl is all ears. And her eyes are wide open. And that goes into her mind and etches itself in the syntax and the neurons of belief. And for some of you, that's your story. It comes with that which is born dirty. You don't have a chance. Born dirty. Mom doesn't have a clue, but mom's doing her best because that's what mom's mom told her. And that's the prevailing truth, and it comes from a low consciousness understanding of the creative source. It's not anyone's fault. Don't blame yourself. Understand that with free choice, this planet has gone to that level where they will humanize the creative source. They'll put human nature and paste it on the face of all that is. The greatest love that ever was, compassion you can't imagine, suddenly becomes a dysfunctional human. The best you got. You got to unlearn this. And one of the things that you can do, dear ones, is to start reprogramming the subconscious, because that's where it lurks, right in the subconscious. That which you may not even be aware exists in your mind, those are the tapes that play. That's what mom told you. That's what some of you have experienced. That's the fear that you might have had over the Almighty. Imagine being taught to be afraid of love. Imagine. And that's what's happened. Old souls, I speak to you now in this short channeling. I don't just want you to wake up to truth. I want you to wake up and reprogram your subconscious. And in order to do that, your conscious is going to have to come on board. And it will start reprogramming the subconscious with a truth that will invade you with light. Will wipe away all of the untruths, the low energy of anything you've been taught, which absolutely is not spiritual logic. How can you sit here and believe those things about the purity of the Creator, which loves you so much? And what was God doing while Mom was teaching that? Every word would come out of her mouth, etched into that child's mind. I'll tell you, if God could cry, that's when the weeping would be. Love does that. Compassion does that. It will sit at the feet of a free choice human being and will weep at low energy. And that is what is changing. That's why a young person now who would not be in this meeting would start to wake up and say, I'm feeling different about everything. I'm feeling there's purpose. I'm feeling I'm somehow involved. And they'd be right. Every old soul right now is involved in the shift, an awakening to higher consciousness. It has nothing to do with religion. Higher consciousness is an awakening to each other. It's an awakening that says there is a confluence of coherence where human hearts are starting to come together and starting to see the truth of compassion, the value of how you treat one another, of life itself, starting to see the cracks, the dirt, starting to clean it up, starting to call things for what they've been and not be afraid of it, starting to love one another in ways they never have before, in a purer way. I'm not just talking about those who are allied as mates on this planet. I'm talking about families and non-families who look at one another and say, you know, You're a good person. I see God in you. I see the compassion in you. The difference in the old energy is circle your wagons and protect yourself. Compete for resources. Don't let anybody take anything from you. That's basic survival, and it's moving to the survival of compassion. And that is where human beings don't circle the wagons and protect themselves. Instead, they ally with one another and start to realize the value of peace and start to realize the value, literally, of love itself and what it generates. How many of you have passed others where you'll hear an argument or something is being said to someone, and all of a sudden you feel a cloud around you. There's a negative, there's a shield that goes up, and you can't believe what you're hearing. It actually permeates that which is dramatic. That's new. There was a time when that's just the way it works. You walk around and yell at each other, and you're going to get your way, and that's life. In some cultures today, it still is the way it is. But there's so much that's changing. So much that's changing. You're going to have to unlearn these things that were told to you by whomever, that were told in high integrity for the time, best they could give you. Mom, best they could give you. And if she's here right now, she would say, it's the best I had. It's what I was told. I want you to do something for me right now, and we don't do this very often. Dear ones, you were born magnificent. How does that feel to you? Born magnificent. Would you say these words with me? I am born magnificent. I am born magnificent. How does it feel to state that truth? Is it a blasphemy? Is it difficult? Is it against what your mom say? Would you say it again? I am born magnificent. How many times do you have to say that before your conscious mind agrees? Before the subconscious starts to be reprogrammed the third time? I am born magnificent. What you have just uttered three times is the truest truth of all. It starts there. It starts there. And if you have the magnificence of the Creator, your soul, in your biology, it's the first thing that you've got to cognize. And I'll tell you, everything comes from there. Everything comes from that. And it starts to grow. It starts to wipe away the lack of self-worth from everything you were told of who you're supposed to be. It redefines you, and you are doing the redefining. That's the power of the human being. You might say those words at least once a day in a quiet place in a mirror as you look, and you might say, I was born magnificent. And you might start to get the chills of validation that all human beings experience in some way sometimes. There are those in the room who depend upon those chills to do their mediumship, to do their healing. They know of what I speak. That biology starts to cooperate with truth. And you start to look at yourselves and you say with a smile, I'm born magnificent. And then it graduates to I am magnificent in God's eyes. And then it gets real tricky when you look and say, I am a piece of God. Tricky only because that's not what you were taught. But that becomes the truth. And that's the platform from which you can launch compassion for others. That's the platform, not the ego. That is that beautiful love platform that gives you permission to look out and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give light to the Oval Office. I'm going to do these kinds of things that people will criticize me for because they're not in the right politics or whatever. They don't understand that this goes beyond any kind of opinion. It's light. It's light from the creative source. It creates a path where those who can see better. You can do that because You were born magnificent. That's the essence of God. The essence of God is what is in you, what is being discovered, and what you're awakening to. There is the beauty of life. And the more you start to cognize this, believe it, the more you start to believe it, the more your subconscious starts to come along and rewrite itself into what you were told, into something that is core truth for the universe, that is going to help others, change other humans, and make a difference. If you're awakening to an idea that there was something bigger, there is. If you're awakening to the idea that you're here on purpose, you are. If you're awakening to an idea that you're part of something bigger and there's something happening, it's all right there. It's a new earth, a paradigm that is developing for an old soul. That's who's listening. That's who sits in front of me. And it is beautiful. Let the negative, dark things of this planet slowly show themselves so that you can eliminate them. Let the ugliest, horrible things that are going on in the cracks of humanity show themselves so you can look at it and command that they go away, and society will agree and they'll disappear. Let the unconscionable things that are going on with children stop because they show themselves. And when they do, you'll remember this channel and say, he's right. Things are really starting to move into the light. And then you might even say, I'm so glad that I am here to see it, to work with it, because now I know. I was born magnificent. And so it is.